when it opens, the stuff that comes out?
Pus.
And from a blister?
Water blister?
Yeah, the stuff inside it is...
Well, they're not the same thing, though, is it?
What would you call the stuff inside a blister?
Well, usually water.
Mm-hmm. And if someone got shot or stabbed, you say you have to get a doctor to look at the...
The wound?
And if a wound doesn't heal back right, and gets sort of a skinless growth over it, it's got to be cut out or burned out. Horses get that a lot on their legs. You call that?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear it called some kind of flesh?
I don't think
proud flesh or proud flesh?
No, I don't think so.
And if you had a little cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine, it stinks.
Iodine.
What about a real bitter medicine people used to take?
Bitter?
Mm-hmm. What would they take for malaria?
Oh, quinine? You thought I was going to say, well, let's see, I have an English friend who wants to pronounce it quinine. It's quinine to me.
Say if someone was shot and didn't live, you'd say that he...
Died?
Any nicer ways of saying that?
Passed away?
Mm-hmm. What about a joking way of saying it? It's sort of a
proof. Kick the bucket.
Okay. You say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he...
Died of?
At a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
And what they put the body in.
Coffin.
And the ceremony.
Funeral.
Huh?
Funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in...
Mourning.
And on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you'd say...
Pretty good.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you say you've got...
Arthritis.
Any other name for that?
Bursitis.
Is that the same thing?
No, I think arthritis is worse, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know medically whether it's the same thing or not, but I think you get little touches of bursitis around and arthritis cripple up your fingers and everything.
Mm-hmm. What about a disease people used to get that get a really bad sore throat and they choke up and...
Strep throat?
Something worse than that they died from.
Oh, smallpox?
What about
diphtheria?
Uh-huh. And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Skin and eyeballs, is that hepatitis?
You get it along with hepatitis, I think.
No, jaundice?
Uh-huh. And if you have a pain down here and have to have an operation.
Appendicitis?
Any old-fashioned name for appendicitis?
Not that I know of. Well, not that I've heard.
Huh?
Not that I've heard.
And you ate something that didn't agree with you, and it came back up, you'd say you had to...
Throw up.
Any other ways of saying that?
Vomit.
Which sounds nicer?
Throw up.
What about a really crude way of saying that?
Upchuck.
Huh?
Upchuck.
Okay, anything else?
Toss your cookies.
Toss your cookies?
Yeah.
Never heard that.
I got it. Oh man, I feel terrible. I think I'm going to toss my cookies.
Does that sound sort of joking, or does it sound crude, or?
Well, it's just joking to me.
Say if a person threw up, you say he was sick.
He's sick at his stomach.
And say if there's a something that you do every day. If I ask you, do you do it often? You'd say, yes, I.
Yes, sir.
All the time, yes.
Yes, I do it all the time.
And if you're asking me whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me.
Does he do it all the time?
And I say, I don't smoke, but he...
Does.
And if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, well, I don't know him, but I...
Know who he is?
Right, what of him?
I've heard of him.
And do you ever hear, heard tell of him?
Yeah, I've heard tell of him. I've heard that. I probably have used it.
Mm-hmm.